Yesterday's elections proved Idaho's political system is firmly in the hands of the Republican Party. The vote was the first for Idaho's GOP after a summer of infighting. It was also the first for new party chairman Steve Yates. Yates is the former Dick Cheney political operative who moved to eastern Idaho 3 years ago. He was picked in August to try to heal the party. Our Scott Graff spoke with Yates on the phone about the late start he got in preparing the party for this fall's election.
It was a compressed victory plan, as we called it, dealing with coming in at an August to November 4th kind of sprint. So we knew that we had limited financial resources at the time and limited time available to us. And a lot of coverage of the party had from the beginning of the year until that point hadn't exactly been flattering in some ways. And so we had a lot that we needed to do to get people to come together, to focus forward, and to look at the simple objective in a fall campaign and a general election is just these versus ours and bring the ours home. And so I had reasonable confidence that we would be supportive of our statewide candidates and do what we could and support of some key legislative races, but it was not an easy spot to be in. We'd much rather have a full election cycle to work with and look forward to having a different experience in 16 in terms of preparation and execution, but no complaints whatsoever on the results.
You know, this is a very Republican state. We're relearning that again today, if there was ever any question about it. There is a safety net. If you're going to get a late start on a fall election in the state of Idaho, it's much better to do it as the Republican Party. Were there ever races in doubt in your mind?
Well, looking back, it makes it all seem very easy because we look back on some of the margins of these races. I think that if you ask the candidates themselves, I'd say that, well, if it was a lot of hard work went into this, and it sure did seem like in the late parts of the election cycle, Republican Party did come together and a lot of votes came home. Undecideds broke our way, it seems, in many, many of these races. What seemed to be pretty tight races became more of, a 10+ percent breakaway in some places. So through the election, I was concerned about the closeness of races. The governor's race seemed competitive. The secretary of state's race seemed competitive. And we just didn't take anything for granted. Just couldn't tell.
Are you, let me interrupt you, are you surprised by the margin of some of those races?
Well, again, once it's over and I look back, it is not surprising, given that we are a strong Republican state. And last night, the Republican brand didn't just do well in Idaho. There were a lot of national narratives that fed into what we were dealing with here in Idaho. And I think some of those broad themes did have an impact. I do think that the court's ruling on the constitutional amendment on marriage had a galvanizing effect among the Republican base, and a lot of undecided and independent, unaffiliated voters in Idaho that identified more with the need to defend the constitutional amendment here, and that had a rallying effect for Republicans.
Do the results from last night now suggest that the party is fixed, or is there still work to be done there?
Well, I think that when you're dealing with party work, and especially a big supermajority party, you're always going to have constant gardening. And I think that's just going to be a fact of life. I think it is kind of a natural fact of life. Whether you have a large family or a large party, there's going to be times when you have to deal with personal relations that flare up and maybe disagreements that flare up. But I think that the results hopefully will serve as somewhat of a salve in that it was a big night to be a Republican.